you freaking lambasted the defense during the game on that last touchdown that Fresno scored when their backup quarterback was in.
Yeah, I mean, to me as a player, outside criticism aside, you have to have some pride in what you're doing. Like I said, it's your performance. So if you don't take pride in it, how can you expect someone else to, you know? So that last touchdown when basically the backup and the rest of the two deep of Fresno State kind of marched down the field with relative ease against majority of the starting lineup on defense for UNLV, it to me was one of those things that fired me up and upset me a little bit, you know, and I hope that some of the players shared that kind of maybe sense of embarrassment or frustration with themselves that they weren't performing. At some point, it's like you got to get fired up and say, this is my name that's getting put on this performance. Yeah, people will say UNLV defensively, but I'm a part of that collective defensive unit. And if I can't stop the number twos from this team, then, you know, what does that say about me and what I'm capable of? And does someone on the outside have the right to criticize, you know, my performance? And in my opinion, yeah, if you do something like that, you're going to be criticized. It's a very production-oriented business, this football game that we play. And if you don't produce, there's going to be critics and there's going to be repercussions. I think everybody on the team should realize that and really try to have, you know, the pride within themselves to make sure that their performance and their output is worthy of nothing but good criticism.
What would you do if you're Tony Sanchez? You want to win games. That may change some opinions of people. Maybe they, you know, go on this crazy run down the stretch. What do you do? Do you play young guys and start looking towards the future? Simply point out in film folks who, you know, aren't busting their ass? How do you manage the roster now?
I think there's a mix of that, because I think you wanna highlight the good. I think it's never – sometimes you can defeat players by constantly berating them with the negative things, and they kind of get tired of hearing it. And I mean, granted, you have to point them out at some point. You have to correct things. But I think, like you said, highlighting some of the positives, which I think Tony does already with his – and every week in film, he mentions that he goes over effort plays and things like that that exemplify the attitude that he wants his players to have. And those kind of things are good. And at some point, you have to pass the torch to the players. And I think usually in these situations, it comes down to senior leadership. I think that the circle of trust, if you will, the ring of honor on the team, the seniors that Coach Sanchez really trusts, like Lex and – other guys that really have an impact on what the attitude and the climate of the locker room is, he has to get those guys together and say, look, I need you, because that's what it's going to come down to. Nothing that a coach says at this point in the season will inspire a player to continue to fight. I think watching guys like Charles Williams play the way he did last week and the way he ran the ball and toughed it out through going out, leaving the game for a couple of plays and coming back in and still running hard, stuff like that, Charles's voice now, I think, will resonate a little bit better with the team, because now at this point, it's like the players look each other in the eye and say, look, you're letting me down. Can we finish the senior year? Can I go out on a good note? Can we do something positive instead of constantly doing something negative? And it feels a little bit stronger when it comes from a player at this juncture than when it comes from your coach who's been saying it all season long.